point of order.
Passes.
What's your point of order, Mr. Crozier?
Okay, you asked me to wait till after the vote for the point of order. There were definite errors in these minutes, and we should not be approving them, and they're invalid. This vote was invalid. It was taken. The motion was introduced after the time was up. So if the time was, if the time has expired and therefore you're not allowing discussion, then you shouldn't have allowed the motion to even be voted on until the next meeting.
If I can respond, Mr. Crozier, the Secretary moved to approve all the minutes in bulk. She put the motion on the floor. Those other motions were only to divide how we would vote on them. It was pending on the floor, all of the minutes. So the next item we have on the agenda is, Brian, the item that you wanted to speak to. Do you have a time? How much time do we have on this for the time period?
5 minutes.
Yes, 5 minutes. All right, Brian, you want to introduce your motion?
Yes, I sent it out to the board email address 40 minutes ago. The motion is as follows. Sam Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, is authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions, in parenthesis, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WPII, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and Pacifica Affiliates. Lydia Brazan, Interim Executive Director, is authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions. In parentheses, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WBAI, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and Pacifica Affiliates. Close parentheses.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Brian, do you want to motivate that?
I had my first meeting with Sam yesterday, actually, and he said he was having difficulty getting on some of the accounts because of ambiguity in the language that the board had passed previously. So this is more specific, and we think it'll work. A previous motion from the PNB had removed Lydia from accounts, and that was prior to her being continued as interim executive director. Obviously, while she holds that title, she's going to need to deal with vendors and so forth. So we need to keep her on the accounts.
That's a point of order.
Who is that?
Michael Novak, should I add the CFO to the call? Or?
That won't be necessary, I don't think. If he... We only have 5 minutes on this item. We already have him on for the report. Okay, do anyone want to go on the stack on this item?
Bill.
Bill.
We have Bill, anyone else? Okay, Bill.
Well, I'm in favor and against. I have no objections to adding our CFO as a signatory, but it's improper to add Lydia Brazone. There's been no motion actually approved by the PNB that has extended her term as interim executive director. The minutes that claimed that she was, that there was a motion last month are clearly incorrect. There were numerous objections. People didn't even know what they were voting on. We could not hear. There was no motion authorizing her to be the interim executive director, so it's very improper to authorize her to be a signatory, an operator for, you know, all of our account, our financial accounts.
Anyone else for the stack?
Yes, Alexander, KPFK.
Yeah, Alexander.
I agree with Bill. I have no objections whatsoever to adding our CFO onto the accounts. But as far as Ms. Brazan, there was no way that a motion was passed last meeting. Ultimately, she logically may very well be in that position, and we may all have to pass such a motion. But I would like to pass that motion with representation from New York and proper directors seating on the board. Thank you.
Anyone else for the stack?
Grace Aaron.
Ms. Aaron.
Adriana.
And Adriana.
I agree with both Bill and Jonathan in that the meetings that have taken place, which were unintelligible to me, that we're talking about, where Lydia Brisson was elected to be, or decided that she would continue to be the IEC, were wholly improper, and I strongly object to what's going on by disenfranchising WBAI. I'd like to say that in 2009, I was the board chair and the IED, and I resigned from my LSB a few months earlier than my term was over. I was termed out. My six-year term was over before I was no longer the chair of the PNB. My term was extended from the time I was no longer on the LSB and no longer on the TNB, but I was still the chair and a director on the PNB until a new directors were elected from KPFK. That's the tradition. In 2008, a similar situation arose where the continuing directors from the year before, from 2007, were allowed to participate in a meeting because there was some question about the election at WBAI. Bob Lederer was one of those directors. So the Constitution not allowing the WBAI directors is certainly not in the tradition of what we've done in the past. And this makes the PNB an illegally constituted body.
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Okay.
We're at time on the item as well, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're at time on this item. Is there any objection to approval of this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this motion?
Yes, Aaron.
I'd like to amend the motion.
I'm afraid our time is up. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron?
Aaron?
No. Alexander?
No.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
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 Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No.
No. Edward Steakert.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Oh, he's not. Gammon.
Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Goodman.
Goodman.
Goodman?
Goodman?
Yes on CFO, no on the zone.
How do you vote? Do you have a single vote? It's combined.
That is how I vote. You can do what, however you want to do it.
I am going to count you as present and not voting. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
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 Wangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Patel Adams.
Jose Luis Fuentes back then.
Okay. Patel Adams, we're in a roll call vote. Denisha, are you there? Can't hear you. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Thornton.
No. I mean, yes.
No.
Wait. Okay, wait a minute. I'm voting.
How do you vote?
I vote yes. Sorry.
Thornton votes yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Fuentes, this is to approve the bank signatory motion.
Yes.
Yes.
Patel Adams back on the call.
Patel Adams, how do you vote on the bank signatory motion?
I'm gonna pass it now. I need a second to read it. Hold on.
Well, it's you can't pass at this point.
Okay, then I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. One moment. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's, Norman votes yes, that's 12. Yes, 3. No, 1 abstention, 1 present without voting, and that's, that passes.
Okay, thank you. The next item we have on the agenda is the BAI directors. We have, Mr. Timekeeper, we have 30 minutes on this item. First motion we have is from Ms. Adriana. You want to present your motion?
Yes, yes. That's why I give a notice of, to amend the motion, because obviously that is not correct. That's why the 2015 WBAI directors are welcome to participate to future BFB discussions and remain bound by fiduciary responsibility. They shall not vote matters before the board, and that this shall continue to be the case until WBAI hold the required elections and submit results to the PMB and further. I move to amend to, I'm sorry, I move to page totally that paragraph out. It means the motion is exactly the same, but without that paragraph. Thank you.
Is there a second to this motion?
Brian.
Okay, is there any discussion? Is there any objection to this motion?
Yes, Bill.
Okay, there's been objection. Is there any discussion on this motion?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Okay, and I'm trying to find the text of it. I'm sorry, we're kind of buried in emails. When was that sent out?
I'm sorry, the agenda.
Well, I remember seeing it. Oh, okay. Okay, wait, let me find it again. I remember reading it, and I'm just trying to find it. Hold on.
It's Appendix A.
We can come back to you, Bill, if there's someone else.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, go ahead. Yes.
Anyone else want to speak to this motion?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
Could it please be read again? I really could, and read slowly so I can understand it.
It's in your...
Appendix A.
It should be in your appendix.
Okay. It might be. I can't. Let me see if I can find it. It's with the minutes. Is that where it is?
No, with the
appendix
agenda.
A. In the agenda.
On your agenda, and it should be an appendix to the agenda if you go all the way down.
Okay.
While we're waiting on him, is there anyone else want to speak to this motion? Go on the stack. Anyone speaking in favor of it?
I can't.
Well, this is Bill. I can speak again. I've got it now.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, well, I objected to this originally. This was the motion that Adriana made on whatever it was, January 28th, right? This is the one we're talking about?
Yes.
Appendix A. Okay. It basically was to allow WBAI directors, the 2015 ones, to continue until they're replaced, but would not allowed to vote. And I objected then because they should be allowed to vote. And frankly, we should still allow the 2016 directors that were elected then in January to also to continue, to be allowed to participate in the PNB. The motion that the PNB made in January before that to direct the delegates of WBAI on who to allow to participate in the delegates meeting was improper. It's contrary to the bylaws, and the PNB has no right to do that. But now you're going one step further by this motion and saying that the WBAI the directors from 2015 can't even participate in the meeting, even to discuss items, much less vote. And I just don't see how that's appropriate, and it's none of, frankly, the PNB's business to direct the WBAI delegates who to be seated as a delegate and who not to be seated as a delegate. It's really outside of the scope of the authority of the PNB. The delegates select the directors, not the other way around, and it's real clear about that in the bylaws. And so this is a continuing breach of the bylaws, and if anything, we should be seating the 2016 directors elected in WBAI, not limiting the representation further.
Anyone else with stat?
Brian.
Grace Aaron.
I heard Miss Aaron and then Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that there is a very large difference of opinion on this board about how to apply the bylaws to a situation that clearly was not foreseen when they were written. That's not what this is about. What this is about is language that was part of the board's motion two meetings ago. I assume the crafters meant to extend an olive branch so that there could be input from WBAI while the thing got sorted out. No sooner did we pass that motion than one of the ex-directors who was allowed onto the call because of that motion announced his intent to disrupt the remainder of the meeting and blasted it with a classical music station at such a volume that no other business could be conducted. I mean, the board has a responsibility to take measures that let us preserve basic orders at our meeting so we can see after the affairs of the foundation, and it's clear that we can't do it with those members on the call. So I don't know what our alternatives are.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron. I'd like to speak.
Yes, Ms. Aaron.
This is a very serious breach of the bylaws to, first of all, disenfranchise the properly elected directors from WBAI. R. Paul Martin was and is the chair of the Delegates Assembly at WBAI. He properly noticed a Delegates Assembly that was boycotted by one of the factions there. And also, this PNB improperly seated Bodra Kilgore to the LSB, usurping the authority of the KPFK local station board. Anyway, this is a big, fat mess. And the bylaws state that the PNB consists of 22 directors, truncating the representation of the PNB makes everything you're doing illegal.
Excuse me, Ms. Aaron, we have a point of order. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Please direct the director to speak of the motion, the topic that we are talking about, not about propaganda, please. The motion is to amend something that we already passed. If you have something to say about that, that's perfect. But we need to stick to the point.
I cannot understand what you're saying. Can you please try to speak more clearly?
Okay, she's basically saying you should speak to the relevancy of the motion that's pending. Keep your subject matter relevant to the motion that's on the table. Okay,
The motion is out of order. I like to speak to the motion. The motion is out of order because it violates the bylaws. It violates the bylaws. This board is acting illegally. Do you understand that you all could be personally, financially, it could be to your financial, social, and public, and reputational disadvantage to do what you're doing. You are absolutely violating points in the bylaws.
Okay. What's your point of order, Adriana?
It's a threat. We need, didn't you direct the director just to speak about the motion, not to threat this
Your point
board?
Is repeat, Adriana. I think she's wrapping it up. You got your point. She should speak to the relevancy of the motion. Okay, anyone else for the stack?
Yeah, Michael to the stack.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, the next motion is to seat a director from WBAI. So I think it, you know, if we can get to that business, we will, improve the situation.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this motion?
Aaron.
Aaron.
No.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Hesnaid.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No, Edward Steeker.
Yes.
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 Fuentes.
Pass.
Pass. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Longaza.
Yes.
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 Patel Adams. Patel Adams.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Pinchback.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
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 Fuentes, you passed.
Yes. I have a question. The motion is convoluted, and I don't know what the import of it is.
Well, this is a roll call, so how do you vote?
Yep. Point of information.
I'm sorry, we can't recognize a point of information during
the vote. Well, that's fine. Then reread the motion.
We can summarize the motion, Madam Secretary. You want to summarize the motion?
Yes, the motion is to remove one paragraph from a motion that was passed on January 28th regarding WBAI delegates. And the motion that would be eliminated reads that while the 2015 WBAI directors are welcome to participate in future PMB discussions and remain bound by fiduciary responsibility, they shall not vote on matters before the board, and that this shall continue to be the case until WBAI holds the required elections and submits results to the PMB.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Novick, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes, so that's 12-5-0. This passes.
We have to go to our next motion. Adriana, you want to present your next motion?
Yes, I believe that everybody has the motion. I said that with enough time. And I believe that that will solve the situation with WBAI. We are bending backwards, trying to solve the issue and trying not to meddle in WBAI director selections, but we must solve the institutional problem that the PMB has. We cannot be hostage of in a specific station that for whatever reason
point of order. Jose Luis Fuentes.
What's your point of order?
Can we stop the propaganda and just get to the essence of the motion or the argument?
That's I'm sorry, Jose, that's not a point of order. But you're reading the motion and you can get on the stack and speak to it. Could you finish the motion and motivating it, Adriana? And then if you want to go on the stack and speak what you feel about it, Jose, you can do that. Adriana?
That is the main reason, trying to find a way to solve the WBAI director's situation. Thank you.
Okay. Can we get a second on that motion?
Second.
Okay, can we get a second?
Point of information, can you
tell me? Who was that who seconded?
Novick.
Okay.
Michael.
Point of information, can you tell me who sent this motion around and when it was sent, what date and what time? I can't find it.
Can you read the agenda? The agenda?
It's attachment on the agenda, but I think it went out. Adriana, you want to speak to when it went out, but it's attached on your agenda if you go down.
Yes, Appendix B. Please, Director, read what you have in front of you on the agenda. In the agenda, it's Appendix B.
Previously noticed.
And this is 223rd, February 23rd.
Okay.
Oh, February 23rd. Okay.
We're taking a stack.
Point of order, Jose Luis.
Yes, what's your point of order, Jose Luis?
I need the motion read. I'm not at a computer.
So you can read. The motion is attached to the agenda, Jose Luis.
I am not at a computer, Mr. Norman.
I can read it. This is Nancy. I can read it.
Okay. Nancy, you want to read it?
Appendix B, motion regarding seating of WBAI director. Casanave noticed 2-23-16. Whereas the delegates of WBAI failed to submit a valid list of elected directors for the 2016 Pacifica National Board, which seating in late January is required by the bylaws, and which date for this year was January 28, 2016. And whereas on January 28, 2016, the PNB approved a motion directing the WBAI delegates to meet on February 10, 2016, after their regular local station board meeting and in the same venue to elect 2016 directors, but only half the delegates appeared. And whereas the law of the state of California states that in California Corporation 5220B, that unless the articles or bylaws otherwise provide, each director, including a director elected to fill a vacancy, shall hold office until the expiration of the term for which elected and until a successor has been elected and qualified, unless the director has been removed from office. And whereas foundation bylaws in Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 7, state that directors shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any of the following: F, upon expiration or termination for any reason of the said director's term as a delegate for his or her radio station he or she represents, and whereas three of WBAI's 2015 directors have been removed by virtue of a six-year term limit in the case of Janet Coleman, seated 12-23-09 and term expiration without running for re-election, seated on 12-8-2010 and replaced as delegates in the case of Carolyn Burden and Steve Brown, leaving WBAI listener delegate Serene Roberts seated 1-9-13 as the only 2015 director eligible to continue, be it hereby resolved that until an election of 2016 WBAI directors is completed by the properly seated WBAI delegates, parentheses, as per the PNB motion of January 21st, 2016, parentheses, and a report of the election results are submitted to the PNB secretary, only WBAI listener director Serene Roberts shall be considered seated on the Pacifica National Board of Directors. This motion shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Stack.
Okay. We're taking a stack. Who is that? Janet K?
Janet.
Anyone
yes.
else? Anyone back?
And Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
And Bill, Bill Crozier.
Alexander for the stack.
Okay, we got Janet Kate. And who was after Janet? Like Jose Luis. And who was after Jose Luis?
Alexander.
There was somebody before you. Who was that?
Bill.
Okay.
Who was that?
Bill, I may have been second or third.
Okay, Bill. Okay, Janet K.
Well, I just want to say that this motion is technically sound, and on that basis only, I have no choice but to vote for it. I'm done.
Okay. Jose Luis.
Yes, I have a substitute motion.
What's your substitute motion?
And I'm not at a computer, so it's... the motion is that the PMB secretary set a date within 2 weeks for the WBAI directors to submit their votes for the four PNB delegates, and for it to be conducted in the same manner as we conducted the elections of officers.
Janet, may
point
I
of order, Brian?
Yeah, Brian, what's your point of order?
I believe that's the substance of the motion that's next on our agenda. We can't take it up out of order.
Yes, Jose, are you aware that there's a motion that the next motion is irrelevant to what you're presenting?
I did not.
Well, that's the next motion. So you can
That's still my motion, and unless the next motion has the same wording that I just used, then it's not the same.
Okay. This is Grace Aaron. I have a substitute motion.
First of all, there are seconds. Is there a second? I'm afraid there's no second to that. We're going to have to go back on the stack. The next person we have was Bill Crozier.
Okay. And Jose Luis Fuentes is back on the stack.
Okay. Bill.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'd just like to remind everybody, this whole thing is ridiculous. It seems like you're inventing an excuse to keep the one person on from 2015 from WBI who sides with a majority on the PNB and not allow the others, even though the tradition has always been on the PNB that directors continue until replaced. And it says that in the bylaws. I'd also like to remind everybody that the WBI delegates already had an election for directors on January 26th, and they followed the bylaws, and the PNB decided after the election results were announced earlier in January to direct the delegates improperly and in violation of the bylaws to seat a runner-up, the last runner-up from the 2012 election. Totally opposed to the democratic process, totally in violation of the democratic process and our bylaws. Well, I'm just saying this motion is out of order.
Excuse me, what's your point of personal privilege, Adriana?
The director again talked about the intention of this motion, and the director knows how that he cannot do that, because basically in the other motion that we passed in January 28th, when somebody asked me if the intention was
I'm sorry, Adrian, you're going to have to state what your personal privilege is. You're beginning to go into the substance of it, but I understand the point you're making. Bill has to limit his debate to the subject matter of the motion.
Well, frankly, I agree with what Luis Fuentes said earlier, that Adriana was the one putting out propaganda. I'm stating that the motion is out of order.
Now I think she does have a personal privilege. Adriana, yes.
It's exactly the same situation. He's talking about my intention, and he asked me, and other directors asked me, in the other motion, if my intention was sitting one director, and I say, no. But obviously, that's why we need to resort to this. The director cannot talk about my intentions. He better talk about his.
Okay, could we please refrain from questioning the motives and intentions of fellow directors?
My point is the motion is out of order, and it's in violation of the bylaws, and it's further... Well, I was speaking to the motion. I was recognized earlier, and I was interrupted.
Okay. Proceed.
So my point again is the motion's out of order. It's contrary to the bylaws. It's making even worse a breach of the bylaws that the PNB started in January by attempting to direct the WBI directors to seat somebody, a runner-up from the 2012 election, after they found out the results of this last delegate election. and the directors from, I mean, the delegates from WBAI already elected four directors. Those are the ones who should be seated. Those are the ones who were elected on January, whatever it was, I'm sorry, 26th, I believe.
21st, I believe. I don't.
But you're not, we can't, you can't interrupt the speaker.
It was the Tuesday before the PNB meeting.
Do you have a timer on the person because it's only 90?
It was January 26th, and those should be seated, and there should be no other question about it.
Okay. The next person we have on the stack, could I time us, please, time the speakers, Alexander.
Thank you. First of all, I agree completely with Bill. This is a violation of the bylaws. You're just trying to subvert democracy by taking a person from New York that's part of the majority, your faction, and disenfranchising the actual members, directors, rather, that were voted in by the membership. How you can ignore the membership of New York, I don't understand. But question, is it the same Serene Roberts that in 2014 falsified documents to our vendors, the alarm company and the payroll company?
I'm afraid that's out of order because I think you're questioning.
No, that's not out of order. That's not out of order. I'm asking the question. I have the documents, and you can have them.
Point of privilege.
Okay.
Point of privilege. Please give us your propaganda.
Okay. Could we please get order? Could we please? What's your privilege, Adriana?
Directors cannot talk about people that cannot even defend themselves and accuse people in an open meeting.
Okay, Adriana, I already...
It was a question. It was a question, Chair.
Okay. Do you want to continue your debate, Mr. Speaker? I don't know how much time you have. I guess our time person is still talking.
Yeah, I know. I'd simply like an answer to the question. Are we speaking about the same Serene Roberts that at the switchover of power in 2014 falsified documents to our vendors and the alarm company? That's the question. Please answer, Mr. Chair, if you can, or perhaps someone else. Thank you.
Alexander, we're going to ask that you maintain the decorum. We don't attack the motives and the intent of other members or even hopefully.
It's not a question, it's an accusation.
Oh, now we got to follow the bylaws?
Okay. The next person on, who else is on the stack? I know we had, I want to get to those who haven't spoken.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be on the stack.
Yes, Ms. Aaron.
Also to the stack.
Was that Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Aaron.
Okay. I would like to put forward a substitute motion. Pacifica really needs to have a board that can carry on actual business of governing the foundation. Therefore, I propose that an ad hoc committee be formed to go over each specific bylaws point that is in contention by the minority members of this current PNB, so that this can be sorted out outside of the board meeting itself in a collegial manner.
Is there a second to that?
Bill.
Point of order?
Janet, point of order.
Order, Nancy. Okay, Janet.
Kay.
Second.
What's your point of order, Janet Kay?
Well, a substitute motion is, this does not apply to this particular motion. The substitute is supposed to apply to this particular motion. This is a whole separate
issue. Can I speak to
that? Let me just hear it out, and we'll get back to and I thought, Nancy, did you have a point of order?
Yeah, I was similar vein to Janice. It's a completely different motion that doesn't. It's not a substitute. Can't be a substitute. It's not amending anything that's in the motion.
Yes, I'm going to
order, Brian.
A substitute is okay. Let's
okay. Can we not go back and forth, Brian? You had a point of order.
I think it would be in order if it were a motion to refer to committee, but a motion to form a committee has to specify the number of members and the manner of their appointment.
Okay, I'm going to rule that that motion is out of order because it's not necessarily germane and it's not. You don't set. Committee set up, but mainly that it's not germane to the main motion or even relevant to it.
Okay, I'd like to challenge that ruling the chair. This is Grace Aaron.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second, Alexander.
Okay. We're going to go to the...
Mr. Chair, time in this issue. We have more than 30 minutes in this issue.
Okay.
Motion to extend.
How much time are you extending?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Can you ask?
Is there any objection?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Alexander.
But I would say that we do have another motion on
the
record. Adriana?
I think that we need more than, if we want to discuss more motions, we need more than...
A motion to extend is not debatable.
Okay.
I'm
you
used
want
to
doing
it for 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Is there an objection to extending?
I accept.
Is there an objection to extend for 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on extending for 20 minutes?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Kasmaid. Yes.
Point of order.
Crozier.
Point of. Could someone just clarify what we're voting on? Because I confess.
We're voting to extend time on the items referenced to BAI for 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Crozier.
Yes.
Yes.
Edward Steeker.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Yes.
Gammon.
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Juan Garza. I'm sorry, Juan Garza.
Abstain.
Attel Adams.
Yes.
Pinchback.
No.
Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
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 One moment. Chair, I have 8 yes, 5 no, and 3 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so that's 9, 5, 3. This fails.
Okay, the motion to extend would go to the vote on the motion.
Janet, I have a motion to extend.
Point of order.
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, Brian, what's your point of order? We have a point of order on the floor.
The motion for 20 minutes was a substitute. The underlying motion was 10 minutes. That's now before the vote. Oh, and it was simple majority to substitute. 2/3 to pass.
Wait a minute.
Could you repeat that again?
Well, if I have the sequence right, and Janet's the one taking notes, Jonathan proposed a 10-minute extension. Adriana substituted a 20-minute extension. We were voting to substitute the 20 minutes, which is a simple majority. So that passed. But now we have to vote on actually extending for 20 minutes, which would be a 2/3 vote.
Okay, that's correct. We were voting on the
for
substitute.
For 10 minutes, excuse me. Point of order, it's extending for 10 minutes, right?
No, that passed because it was a simple majority. We have a 9-5-3, and that was the substitute to the 10 minutes. So we
made that the main motion.
So now the main motion is we're going to vote on extending for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll to extend? We take the 2/3 vote to extend for 20 minutes. Madam Secretary.
One moment. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
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 Alexander.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thune.
No.
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 Tesnave.
No.
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 Crozier.
Yes.
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 Edward Speaker.
Pass with a P.
Pass. Fuentes.
Yes.
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 Gammon.
Gammon.
No.
No.
No. Goodman.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And my vote, Covert, this is a vote on the main motion to extend for 20 minutes, correct? I vote yes. Novick.
Well, remembering that we're trying to get to the CFO report, and we're going to vote no.
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 Wangaza.
No.
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 Patel Adams.
Yes.
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 Pinchback.
Pinchback.
No.
No.
No. Sorden.
Sorden.
No.
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 Wilkinson.
Wilkinson.
No.
No.
No. Edward Seekert, you passed.
I'll abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 7 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Not voting. So this fails.
Okay, we're now going to the vote on the motion that was on the floor. That was the Adriana motion.
Okay, Madam Chair. Don't you have to? That was a vote on the substitute motion. There was
no.
a motion on the floor to extend by 10 minutes.
You're right. Actually, that we were voting on an was pending an appeal. On I overruled her substitute motion, and we voted. We had an appeal pending. So we're going to have to vote on sustaining the chair or overruling the chair first.
Yeah, but that's not on the 10 minutes. The substitute became the main motion and was defeated.
Okay, so we're going to, yeah, that's correct. We're going to just go vote on the main motion that Adriana submitted on the table. Everyone understand what they're voting for?
No.
It's the motion that Adriana sent out that you read in the agenda. Reference to appointing the representative from the BAI.
Point of order is the last motion.
The roll.
Again.
Madam Secretary.
Appendix B.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Appendix B.
It's the motion that Nancy Sorden read for WPF from WPFW. That motion is what we're voting on.
To allow only Serene Roberts to be the director from WBI. Is that right?
Madam, yes. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Yes. Yes. Aaron.
Aaron.
No.
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 Alexander.
Alexander.
No.
No.
No, Bethune.
Yes.
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 Tesnave.
Yes.
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 Crozier.
Crozier.
No, it's another violation of the bylaws.
Edward Seeker.
Seeker.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
No.
No.
No. Gammon.
Gammon.
Yes.
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 Goodman.
Goodman.
No.
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 Coburn,
yes.
Novick.
Novick.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
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 Thornton.
Yes.
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 Wilkinson.
Yes.
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 One moment. I have 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. 12, 5, 0.
Okay, point of personal privilege. Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
I have to get off the phone again, so please don't call my name. I'll call in to get back.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Can we direct Michael to make the phone call?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
If you can direct...
take effect immediately.
Exactly.
What? I didn't hear. What was your point of order? I didn't hear you, Adriana.
Make Michael...
Hello?
The phone call to the director that should be seated immediately.
I'm here.
And also, you may want to make a call to the CFO. That's the next item on the agenda.
Point of privilege. This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
We're having this terrible echo because there are one or several people who have not muted their phones. If the chair could remind people who do not have the floor to mute their phones.
Could everyone mute their phones if you do not have the floor? The next item we have on the agenda is the CFO report, which is 20 minutes. And Michael is going to call the CFO up.